Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:41 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 68 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app or join us live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock. You can just go at WRHI. And like our page while you're there.
We say it all the time when guests come into the studio, they're like a member of our family. And today we have hit the jackpot because everyone has been with us, met us at our enthusiasm.
Oh, I know.
I think that's the right way of saying it.
Yes. I just want to do the introduction.
Please do the introduction.
Okay. Well, we're talking about a job fair. Yeah. South Carolina Works is putting on a job fair. And our guest this morning in studio with all the energy and charisma is Elizana Crade.
Did she get it right?
Patty, that was close. Good Crade. Morning.
But Crade.
That will work for me.
It's okay. Well, it's the first time.
All right. Hi, good morning. My name is...
I got the first part right.
You got the first right. Yeah. I am Elzana Conradi. I am with the AC Works. Yes. Here, Catawba region, which is York and Chester and Rock Hill areas, Lancaster. And I'm here to talk about the job fair coming up this very Thursday.
All right. So it's this Thursday, September the 9th from 10 to 1 at the Gateway. What kind of jobs will be out there for the taking?
Lucas, we have quite a variety. And I want to add, it is from exit 65 for people that are not so familiar with that area. And that's the connection of Route 9 between Chester and Lancaster. So let's talk about employers. And I also would like to add, this event is in partnership with Chester County Economic Development, as well as Chester County Chamber of Commerce. A great opportunity. It's the second time that we will host the job fair at the Gateway. Very, very successful last time. So we're hoping for a great turnout. So let's talk about employers. Chester County Sheriff's Office. I got the City of Chester. I have GT Tire. We have the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Richburg. We have NFI Industries. I have some staffing agencies coming in. We have Sun Fiber, The Bud Group, UNFI, Unique USA, and York Technical College, just to name a few.
Right now, across our country, there are 10 million jobs out there to be filled. So if you are in the market for a job, boy, you really are in the driver's seat, so to speak. What do folks need to keep in mind when they're applying for jobs at this job fair?
So you don't have to actually apply. We would like for you to come. Okay. You know, so come and be dressed for success, right? Not those kind of slipper kind of outfit. No, please.
Kind.
No.
No lycra, no spandex.
Basically, no.
No sexy.
What you've been wearing in your Zoom calls, don't wear it.
No, you have to continue. If it was the upper part, was a Zoom acceptable? Can you just continue with the lower part? And then you're welcome.
It's all inclusive.
You come, right?
Wow.
And then if you do have a resume, a couple of copies, that will be really good. But we have a solution. If you don't have to go jump out and get some paper and ink, if your ink printer hasn't worked for a long time. But the whole idea is, all these employers that will be there, they actually are ready to hire. So which means they have positions open. That will mean the HR people might be there. Even the owner might be there. They're going to have application forms right there. So we would like for our job seekers to come prepared. And why we say dress up, it does give you a little bit more of confidence if you are dressed up a little bit. Put the lipstick on, ladies. And, you know, come be ready to do that interview. We actually have breakout rooms. So if somebody's really interested and there's a connection and it's a little bit noisy, they can actually go somewhere quiet and private and conclude with the interview. We have had with previous job fairs, people getting hired on the spot. So that might
That's
be a good
awesome.
Incentive. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So again, if you're the one looking for a job, so to speak, right now, you are in the driver's seat. But you got to keep in mind, you can't go in there with such an attitude of saying like, well, these people should be lucky to have you, rightfully so, but you're also lucky to be working at that company. What do those folks need to keep in mind? Because again, they have a little bit more bartering power than ever before right now, but you got to do it smartly or you're going to talk yourself out of a job.
Very easy. Very easy, Lucas. It's a good point you make. I would say bring your uniqueness with you. Mm-hmm. Don't try to fit the whole box. You know, we all have something very special that we can bring to the market. And that might be exactly what that employer is looking at. So why don't you play that part? You
I
know?
Love that.
And just be open. I always tell my participants, because I'm also a career advisor, use this as a example. Use it as a, even if you don't get a job today, it was a good example to try it. You know, that 15-second elevator speech, the way that you present yourself, just to put a face to a resume, it makes it a little bit easier if there is a potential, you know, position open up in the future. So it's all how you market yourself. Very, very important.
Oh, and when so you true. Can do it face to face, you can present your personality, you have so much more to explain and present than you do simply going online and filling out an
absolutely,
application.
Absolutely.
That can be very discouraging. However, doing something like this can be very encouraging.
In person, because remember, some employees receive hundreds mm-hmm. of applications and resumes. How do you stand out? You don't really, because you're right. just now a piece of paper. So that's also important. Your resume has to look professional. Mm-hmm. Your layout, your formatting, your vocabulary, make sure it's proofread it. Somebody have double checked it for you and triple checked it for you, you know, and always go back because you're going to see little mistakes. Keep it updated. Things is very much outdated very quickly. Mm-hmm. As you do some practical courses or just a little bit, you know, uplift some of the areas that you need. So be sure, again, you are marketable. Extremely important. Now, resume. If you do run out of that income paper, like I said before, we actually have a career coach, which is a mobile, and we are very, very excited about it. It's a mobile extension of our career center. So these guys travel wherever there's like a rapid response or they are needed. So it is literally a big truck. You get on the truck and you can print and you can ask for interview tips. And there's just a lot of information on this truck. It's like a little office.
It.
Yeah, I like it too. It's like you're like in an RV, but you're not going anywhere right now. Maybe in the future.
But symbolism.
You know, right. There are people that go their entire life trying to find the right job, and you have found the job for you. You are a people person, and you really make people feel at home and at ease, and your goal is to get them hired.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And everyone is hireable, no matter what a previous employer
Everybody.
Has told you, what uh-huh. you might think bad about yourself. You might see it as a weakness. Someone else might see it as a strength.
Exactly what they needed at that
yeah,
point.
Very true. So this Thursday at the Gateway is when you put your best foot forward. 10 to 1 is the Gateway again, right off Interstate 77, exit 65. You can't miss it. Gorgeous facility there. Come dressed to impress, resume ready, anything else that you have. And again, who knows? You might be one of the, 10 million jobs out there to fill.
This is your opportunity.
Yeah, there you go. And again, you're in the driver's seat a little bit. So if you want to, maybe they're not offering you the kind of pay, you could say, well, maybe we can maybe deal with vacation days. Again, come with a little bit of give and take, but just
Absolutely.
Remember, you can't say, well, they're lucky to have me. And if they don't hire me, that's it. You know, you might be the one leaving at the end of the day with no job. So just keep that in mind. It's a little bit of give and take like everything else. But
be willing to say yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the other point, too. Get your foot in the door and then work your way up in the company right now,
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Fran, you have nailed it. A lot
pleasure,
of fun.
Pleasure.
And if folks are just curious about your accent, we were talking earlier, tell everyone where you're from.
Well, I am from the mother city, which is called Cape Town, and I grew up about 2 hours from Cape Town, and that is in South Africa, the most southern part of this the continent of Africa.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I was only 36 hours one way. Okay.
And you'll be at the job fair on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Well,
yes, I will be there. Come and see me.
Perfect. All right.